Welcome to Masech HaShkalim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 6, Mishnah 5. We saw previously that Shlosha Asar Shofaros, there were 13 boxes called Shofaros, which were narrow on the top and wide on the bottom. Hayu B'Mikdash, they were in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Azar in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. V'Kosev Alein, on each one of them was written one of the following names. Firstly, Tiklin Chadatin, Nu Shkalim. Actually, it was written in Aramaic, as we saw previously. V'tiklin atikin, old shkalim. And the Mishnah a little bit later will explain what these mean. Kinin v'goz le'ola. One of the shofaros wrote on it, said on it, kinin, which is a type of sacrifice. And one said, goz le'ola, birds of ola. We'll see again at the end of the Mishnah. Eitzim. If a person donated wood for the pyre on the Mizbeach, he would put money inside of this particular box that said eitzim. Ulavona, if a person donated money towards the frankincense, the lavona spice, again, they would put money in that box. Zahav la kaporas, or gold for the kaporas. What that means to say is the following. If a person says, I want to donate money to gold to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to bring at least one dinar of gold, and he puts it into this particular box. The Kohanim would purchase with that gold and they would make a covering for the Kodesh HaKadosh and for the Holy of Holies. Shisha l'nedava, six of these boxes said on them nedava, or donation. We'll see in the next Mishnah, Mitzvah Hashem, what each of them are. Just briefly, one said Moser Chatas, Moser Asha, Moser Kinezam Nezavas, Moser Kabanas Nazir, Moser Asha Metzora, nedava. So we'll see Mitzvah Hashem in the next Mishnah what it means, what these terms mean exactly for the six that were for nedava, for donations. Tiklin Charetin. We saw previously in the Mishnah that one of them said Tiklin Charetin or Nushkalim. The box that said Tiklin Charetin, they would put the new coin, Shebechal Shana Veshana, that were brought each and every year. We know that Allah says, if let's say a person did not give the shekel when he was supposed to, which is during the month of Adar, then he could bring it for the next foreseeable future and put it inside of one of these boxes. And when it came time for the Trumas Alishka to empty out the box, they would take out these shofaros, they would take out the money from these particular boxes, and they would use them for what they needed. The atikin, the shofar, the box that said on it, the shofar box that said on it, atikin, old ones, mishalo shakal eshtaket shokol shanaba, someone who didn't have a chance to give the shkalim the previous year, gives in the upcoming year. Kinin, the Mishnah said kinin, what are kinin? Heim torim, they're birds. If let's say a person donated birds, large birds, he would put the money in the shofar. It goes le'ola, he b'nei yonah. Somebody donated b'nei yonah, which means small pigeons, they would put them in the shofar that says goes le'ola. The kulan olos, and each and every one of these, both of these boxes, were all used for a karban ola, a burnt offering. Devi Rabbi Yehuda, these are Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that they were used for, everything was used for a karban ola and an ola only. The Chacham say kinim, echad chatas ve'echad ola. One of them said kinin could be used for obligations for a person who had donated towards kinim, and he would bring from them achatas. And one would say, goes le'ola, ola birds, kulan olos. And those were all brought for a karban ola. So it comes out there were two boxes, one for achatas, a sin offering, and one for ola, a burnt offering. Wishing you a beautiful, amazing upcoming day and a wonderful upcoming week.